And James Carlton joins us now with the newspaper headlines. Hello, James.
Good morning to you, Fran. And we have new global crisis warning. Greek poll raises fears as G20 summit begins. It's the Melbourne Age and world leaders are at this week's G20 summit in Mexico. They've been warned Europe could precipitate a second global financial crisis. It's the outgoing World Bank chief, Robert Zoellick. He said Europe's ripe for a Lehman's moment. All that's needed to engulf the whole continent and, by contagion, the global economy was fear in the aftermath of the collapse of a single financial institution and a run on its funds by customers. In other developments, Spain signing up for the financial bailout and Italy appears likely to be next. Ireland, Portugal and Greece have already been bailed out. And also in the Age, an opinion piece from Malcolm Fraser, why Tony Abbott's asylum seeker plan is evil policy. He says, how can Tony Abbott and Scott Morrison restore integrity to the asylum seeker policy when their proposals are based on falsehoods, misinformation and blatant playing of politics with the lives of vulnerable people? There's a Galaxy poll about it. It's in the Advertiser. No change on the last result, and that's bad news for Labor. PM's epic fail after 2 years in office. Voters are scathing. Defence speeds up plans for combat, women in combat. It's the West Australian, and the Defence Force will open all jobs in the military to women next year, clearing the way for females to begin trials in the infantry and even the special forces. The West Australian has an interview with the Chief of the Defence Force, David Hurley. Going to water, the Brisbane Courier Mail. Treasury warns against promised $80 cut to bills. It's a Brisbane story, and the $80 cut to Queensland household water bills promised by Campbell Newman, the Premier, is close to evaporating as Treasury officials warn it can't be done and councils say they can't fund it. And the Canberra Times, Fran, the story about the federal government and the ACT government disagreeing on how to pay for emergency services. Canberra firefighters serve the Parliament House, the War Memorial and so forth, but the federal government slashed the money they're giving Canberra, and it says in the worst case scenario, the federal government may have to develop its own firefighting force, but surely it won't come to that.